Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What's up? This is Ian and Kevin from Metal Shop here at Mayhem Festival, standing out in the parking lot with Dave and Jeff from Jungle Ride. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem, man. We're glad to be here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's no problem at all.
So your guys' demo came back out in 94, 95, so I guess it's kind of like the unofficial 20-year celebration for you guys?
It's exactly what it is. It's 20 years for me, so that's the most important thing, and I never thought I'd make it this far, man, but here we are, and we're rolling, man. We're on the top of our career, and I couldn't be happier.
That's an awesome tour to be on, for sure.
Yes, it is, man.
And you guys are about to play here in a few minutes, so we'll get you guys pumped up and then get you out on the stage. How do you guys feel like, since it's been 20 years, how do you think you guys feel that you've evolved as a band over the last 20 years? Like, is it something that you started knowing that you wanted to be doing it all the time, or?
Well, yeah, I know I've always had it in me, but the hardest thing for a band to do is, like I always tell Jeff, is find the other three or four guys that you need in your band to share the same dream. You know, you got to have the same goals, the same dream, and you got to have the fire and the desire, you know, and I'm fortunate to find two guys that want to do it with me, and I couldn't thank them enough, and here we are, you know.
That's awesome, man.
I'm glad you guys are still doing it.
Yeah, Jeff and Jim now have been with me for, what, 12 years now,
11,
right?
11, I think, yep.
We're going on 12 after this year, and it's a lot of miles on us, you know. I mean, you just don't get that overnight, you know. There's a bond that's special, and it's there.
If you would have asked me even 5 years ago if I ever thought I would be on the road with Slayer, I would have kind of giggled and said, well, we wish, you know. And here we are.
I think over the last 2-3 years, we've really been climbing the ladder, and I think people are starting to take us serious now, and we're here to cash in, man, you know.
All right, so I was kind of wondering about what you guys think would be, like, a good pastime to pair with your band. Like, would it be playing video games or skateboarding or lifting weights? What is best to do while listening to Jungle Rot? What do you picture people doing?
I don't know, something brutal, you know, something like motocross or something, UFC kind of ish, you know. That's what I think it's perfect for that stuff. I'd love to see it on there.
Yeah, I got a little something different. I think the people need it for in the morning when they go to work and fight in rush hour and traffic jams and everything else, you know. White knuckle grip that fucking steering wheel and just
release a little aggression, some anger, yeah.
I'm a bitch next door into the car, let me know who you're listening to, you know.
The university in Queensland in Australia that just released a study this last week that said that listening to heavy metal actually is calming.
Yeah, we see that. We did see that. That's kind of probably why it's in my head.
Well, I can confirm that playing heavy metal has, you know, the same effect.
Yeah, it calms the beast. It really does. It gets it out. It's like a therapy, and you know, there's not too many things that you have in life that can get this kind of release of energy that you can get. You know, it's a natural high, and you can't buy it, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't see the work that you guys have to do during the day, like running around talking to jackasses like us and
moving. Yeah, they have no idea what it is to be involved in a band, man, what we sacrifice and what we go through day by day. And, you know, we're troopers, man. Jeff knows. He does most of the driving. The guy's a superhero in my book. I mean, I don't know how he does it. No.
You know.
I mean, he's driving till 5 in the morning every day, sleeping 2 hours and getting back on it and doing it again. It takes a special person, man.
But then you get up on that stage and it makes it all worth it, right? Get that energy out. Now, not just hobbies, what's a good beverage? What would be the best thing to drink while listening to Jungle Rot? And it could be any liquid on earth, man.
Jeff can go
first. I think, you know, Jungle Rot's always been a kind of a... You know, we're not dark, we're not satanic, you know, we're none of that garbage. We're just fun. So I would think beer would go real well. Any type of just standard beer would just go fine with us.
That's the seal of approval. Now go drink a beer.
I'm not a drinker, so I'd pick chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk?
Maybe some cannabis-infused soda?
Yes, that sounds great. Cannabis-infused beer, even better.
Oh, man. See, that's somebody's first $1 million right there.
Someone's on it.
Well, we are in Seattle.
So you guys playing the Victory Records side stage here at Mayhem Festival the last few days. What are we, like 4 or 5 days into the...
Four.
What bands have you guys been able to check out so far? Like, what...
Cold Orange.
That's
who's killing it?
Cold Orange.
Just stealing the show. Yeah, they're...
Us and them are hand in hand, and we're both bringing it to it, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, Code Orange, they play, like, super early on in the day, so it kind of wakes everyone up.
Yep. But
they're taking it good. They're going through it and keeping positive. We're trying to help them out. And
it's good to see them get on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Now, obviously, as you mentioned, you guys are on tour with Slayer. Pretty rad. You guys covered Fight Till Death on a Slayer comp many years ago. Yeah. Is that your favorite Slayer song? Or if not, what do you think would be, like, what's your favorite Slayer jam?
Me,
it's tough, I know.
I remember doing that quite a few years back. We had to do that song because all the other songs were picked on that compilation.
Yeah.
But that's why we ended up with that one. But that is a good one. If I was to pick another one, it'd be Die by the Sword, of course. I grew up on that Show No Mercy era. You know, that was my era, and that and Hell Awaits and any of that would be. It seems like it almost fits Jungle Rot, that Show No Mercy. That's our style, you know.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do any covers? Toss a cover in the set or anything like that?
Rarely in a set.
Yeah.
Pretty rare. But we tossed a couple covers. We did Destruction.
Okay.
Yeah,
we've done
a couple years ago
Sodom.
On tour.
We did
Sodom,
a while back. Yeah, just a little old to the legends.
It's just cutting for time, you know. You're pressed for time, and you kind of, it's really,
right.
You got to hit them with what you got, you know.
Dude, I saw Sodom just got denied their visa to come to the U.S., man.
Every year.
Someday, they'll make it back.
You actually think that they're going to make it? Come on.
Yeah, right.
What are they going to do? I mean, I don't understand all the strictness and...
Yeah.
Why just Sodom, too?
Yeah. He did something to piss somebody off.
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, I was talking to Angel Ripper and wherever
we
were.
Holland.
I was talking to him, and I asked him about that, and I couldn't really get the answer out of him, man. He kind of really didn't have an answer. He kind of shunned it off, but there's got to be much more than something's going on, because why is Creator, why is Destruction, why is all of them coming, you know, but not Sodom, you know?
Got to put him in a suitcase.
So what was it like growing up playing metal, getting into metal, being in a metal band in Kenosha, Wisconsin?
You know, it actually wasn't that bad because I found the underground in Kenosha. You know, there was a big punk movement there because, you know, Kenosha's right in between Chicago and Milwaukee. And when I was probably, I don't know, 17, 16 years old, you know, that was a major stop for a lot of hardcore. UK Subs, Exploited, Dead Kennedys, I seen them all, man. So that was the first taste I had. And as the music just revolved, you know, it just got heavier and heavier. I remember seeing some of them later punk bands doing Slayer covers from Show No Mercy. You could see it starting to happen, you know, and you just found it and you just went with it, you know.
What was the first band that you think first, like, kind of melded punk and metal together that you can remember, like,
that made me play?
Yeah, that made you like punk and metal together?
That'd be easy. Creator, Millie, the Cubby Bear. I mean, I remember to this day I went there and that's what I want to do, you know, and here I am.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Do you ever hear jokes about the Kenosha Kickers?
No, I haven't. I'd like to hear it, though.
No. It's the old Home Alone reference. I don't know. Okay. They're sitting in the van playing. They're, the Kenosha Kickers.
No, they're from Sheboygan, I thought.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's all coming back around. All right, if we hit play on your musical device or your iPod or whatever it is, what would we hear? What are you guys listening to right now? Well, it doesn't have to be metal, just whatever.
For me, I don't even listen to music, so there wouldn't be nothing on mine.
All right.
Nothing.
No, my car, I've got the new Behemoth in there. I've got Karach Angren.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. They're like theatrical horror metal.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Kind of black metal-ish.
Yeah, theatrical. Just
Yeah,
that's what I've been listening to.
Cool. Yeah, I quit listening to music probably, 6 years ago?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think so.
The theory is that... people say that you stop investigating new music right around age 35.
Yeah, and it's right, because I stopped listening to it. I mean, I think it's a better thing for me. And, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not trying to one-up one band here and there, what style they got. I do what I do, and it keeps it pure, in my opinion, man.
Not trying to fight, just...
No, it just naturally goes, you know.
Cranking out your own jams.
So, real quick here, if you guys have any scars on your body, and tell us the story of how you got it.
Yeah, pick one, tell us how you got it.
I got one on my ass. About the size of a quarter when I was a little kid. I'll never do this again. I jumped on a train, used to ride the train tracks, you know, dumb kids we were, smoke cigarettes and ride the train tracks, and we got caught, and we jumped off, and when we jumped off, the guy in the caboose shot me with a rock salt gun, and I learned my lesson as I sat on the ground burning my ass, and till this day, I got a scar, and I remember it every day I see it.
Rock shot.
Yep, dude, the old rock, wow. Salt rock.
I never heard that story. Yeah. I don't have that many scars, but I used to work at a factory, and I remember pulling a light off some trolley and smashing my nose and blood spraying everywhere, but
brutal.
That was in your psyche, man.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, thank you very much, Jungle Rod, for joining us here. Obviously, you guys are on Mayhem Festival.
You guys got any last words for Seattle audience?
Yeah, Seattle, we love the way you guys are running your state, and hope we don't come to Wisconsin someday.
Yeah, do your best to influence Wisconsin, please. No, we have a great time every time we're here in Seattle, and we're looking forward to playing today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.